The trouble with today's gospel is there's about 8 different homilies you could get from it. So have you got plenty of time this morning? 7? 6? 5? 4? Okay. Now I know where you're coming from. That's fine. Peace I give to you. My own peace I bequeath to you. You know, peace is an interesting word because we use it so often in almost a glib way. But the peace that Christ is talking about is something of a different quality. Peace be with you and also with you. You know, it just trips off the tongue. But what is peace? I mean, just under 30 years ago, I was a peacekeeper. I was an army chaplain. I was sent out to Bosnia with my soldiers, and I was there to be a peacekeeper. Except you can't keep peace. You might be able to stop fighting, but even that was difficult. But as a peacekeeper, we were neutral. And the trouble is, in war, people don't understand neutrality. When we sided with the Croats in a discussion with another group, you know, they thought that we were great. When we didn't side with them, they thought we were some. You know, they didn't understand that sometimes you agree with some things, but not everything. So they didn't see us as peacekeepers in terms of the peace that Jesus is giving. Peace is a different thing. So on one occasion when I was out there, I was in a place called Gornivkov, and I was in my cot, just so you don't think I've jumped into a child's bed or something like that. A cot, in a military sense, is a camp bed that you can carry around with you, okay? Sometimes you have them lying around so you can use them. So you had to carry all your supplies and you put it down and was sleeping. And it was an area that I'd been to several times and it was fine. Until just after 3 o'clock in the morning when they started rolling barrel bombs down the hill at us. And I didn't realize I could get out of bed and dressed in just under 47 seconds. But when you're in those situations, you are. From then on, when I went there, I didn't get a decent night's sleep. Not that they rolled bombs again, but I didn't have any peace about being there. You know, peace is a strange thing. As I say, we think about the absence of war. If you talk to someone who's in an abusive relationship, someone who's being battered by their partner, they don't have any peace. They're always on an edge. They're hoping that it's not going to happen today, but they just don't know. And yet, people looking in can think, oh, a nice, peaceful household. You see, peace is not that sort of peace. The peace of Christ doesn't take the pain of the world away, but it gives us an inner strength, an inner conviction. I've been watching the last few days with fascination the Sky documentary on Mother Teresa. You know, and there was a woman who had an amazing peace about her. You know, she went into Lebanon when the war was on and got a ceasefire called within 24 hours. The two sides stopped fighting so she could take children out from an orphanage. But she just had that commanding presence about her. You know, this high, you know, couldn't blow a candle out almost. But the strength inside her, because she carried within her the peace of Christ. And she brought that peace of Christ to those she met. When she picked up little children and enfolded them in her arms, there was a sense of peace came over these children. Even though this was a stranger they'd never met. But she carried the peace of Christ. And that's the peace that Christ is talking about in today's gospel. That's the sort of peace we're meant to carry within us. I mean, if you ever meet a saintly person, you know, you can sense something beautiful about them. Just as if you've ever been so unlucky And I've worked in prisons on a number of occasions. I have met some people that radiate evil. You can just sense it in them. So if you have peace, real peace, deep peace, the peace of Christ, then you're a person who can change the world around them. And yet Jesus doesn't say, I'm only going to give this to half a dozen people. He's saying in today's gospel that it's open to all of us, that he's offering it to all of us. We can all be people of peace. What a different world we would have if that was the case. If we embraced that offer. But when was the last time you prayed for peace? Because in my case, it's quite some time ago, I can assure you. And yet, without it, we're never fully at rest. We're always waiting for something else, you know. Or our prayers are so busy asking for material things or other sorts of things that we expect Jesus to dole out to us. And yet the great thing he wants to give us is this peace of his that enables us to be his hands, his eyes, his arms, his love in the world, to change the world around us. Peace I give to you, my own peace I bequeath to you. What an offer. Now, the certainty is that when you get to heaven, you will find that peace for eternity. But the reality is, you can either wait till then or ask the Lord for it today. You could learn to be, we could learn to be, people of peace. People who have that inner core, that inner strength, that inner determination to love the world no matter what, that then changes the world around us. It can either start a moment after your last breath, or it can begin today. The choice is yours.